97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Welcome to the show. My guests today are Richard Stevens, Executive Director, and Maxine Mitchell, Retreat Coordinator for New Hope Camp and Conference Center, located in Chapel Hill.
Halfway between Chapel Hill and Hillsboro.
Perfect. Thank you. Welcome to the show, my friends.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's such a pleasure to see you both. Richard, this is called New Hope Camp and Conference Center. What is it?
It is 165 acres of sunshine and outside and joy.
Wow.
We have children there year-round. We have retreat people who come on weekends. We rent the facility during the week as well. We're a streaming, beaming place.
Sounds like it, Maxine.
Yes, and that's my job there, is to help coordinate all that activity from the after-school program to our summer camp to having groups of all different sizes. You can come as a group of four to a group as much as 160.
How long has this retreat been around?
You know, it was started in 1948 by a bunch of Presbyterians that thought they needed a camp in this area. And so they started it in 48, and we've been operating ever since.
So you don't have to be Presbyterian to sign up to come by, right?
Oh, no. It's
no, absolutely not.
Everybody. Oh, my God. So tell me about a typical day. Might you be doing different activities? Is there a typical day?
There is no typical day because we deal with so many different types of people and so many different types of groups of people. Almost every day includes children because we do after-school care there during the school year. And then during the summer, we have summer camp and day camp. So children are there all the time. You always hear those voices.
I can believe that. How much lead time does a person or an organization need to contact you to say we want to come by and have a retreat, for example?
Now, if you really want to get a space there, it would be smart if you give yourself at least a year.
A year?
Yes. Space fills up real fast, especially on the weekend, because people often are away from work and they got time and they want to come out for a full day. And we offer our space by the day. So I always encourage people to give yourself at least a year. But we do have people call at the last minute, and that's what I'm there for, and we figure out a way how we could accommodate them on those last minute.
On those last minute.
Yes.
Now, it's called a conference center and a camp.
Yes.
What are the differences?
Well, the difference is what you're coming for.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a business that's looking for a place to get out of the office, away from the minutiae of the day, away from the interruptions that happen in the office. So they want to come for a day and rent one of our facilities.
Yes.
to have a business meeting in. And then you might have a yoga group who wants to do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll come out and they'll rent one of the buildings and do yoga. We have a lot of churches that do church retreats there.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly on the weekends for those. But there's just on 165 acres with two bodies of water and trails and mm-hmm. a beautiful labyrinth, athletic fields. You've got a lot of options.
Now, Richard, does it take a year for each one of the things you just mentioned to make an appointment to come?
No.
Okay, so clear me up. A year is for what?
Go ahead, Maxine.
When a group comes in and want a space for, let's say, 15, we have different size facilities, and so that particular space may be taken up already. So that's why I said to be smart, let's plan in advance of a year. So if you know every year that your group is going to have an annual event, I really encourage people to call us in advance.
Okay.
But this may be your first time planning something. And so if you want to come in and we have the space available that would fit up to 40 people, and we have, like I said, several buildings, then I could get you in there. And we encourage people to come in during the week because our weekend fills up really fast.
Wow.
So if you can talk to your participants, your attendees, and they say, okay, we can make it in there on a Friday, then I could possibly fit you in.
Okay, so what if my company says we want to have a Christmas party for all my employees?
Please come.
Would that be how much lead time would I need to do that? Like if I called 2 months before, would that be too late or too early?
No.
Never too early, right?
We're encouraging people to come in and plan their Christmas event. We have space. I'll take you on a tour. So if you call me up, I always tell people I'm normally there 9 to 5. So if you come in, I'll stop what I'm doing and go show you around. But if it's before 9 or after 5 you need to be there, we're flexible, because if I can't make it, then Richard or one of the other staff members will be more than happy to meet you there.
So the idea is just call you and just say, I'm planning this, and see what's available.
Right.
Although the camp would probably still take that year, right, because it fills up so fast. Am I saying that right?
Oh, well, during the summer, that's pretty well set.
Yeah. During the summer, that's pretty well set. Yeah. I got it. What is the contact information if somebody wanted to contact you?
Well, they can easily reach us at our office at 919-942-4716. And again, that's 919-942-4716. Or they can visit our website, and that's newhopeccc.org. And we also have our facilities out there online, and they'll see what we have available. And then we also have our programs and
everything is just
about
listed.
Yes,
perfect, perfect. Well, Richard, what certifications or education do you have to handle this business?
Well, you have to have a myriad of experience in your background. I'm seminary trained, don't have to be, but you have to know how to run an operation such as this, which means you got to be able to do a little bit of everything and learn to do the things you don't know how to do.
Yes. Just to make sure, I can imagine. Uh-huh. What about insurance as far as this many people coming in? You mentioned the lakes and everything like that. If somebody falls down and wants to sue, how do you handle security?
We're well insured.
Well insured. Yes. Okay. That's insurance. And
we
security,
pay the premium.
Okay. Make sure.
And we have our space open, but like for our children there, when someone, a group comes and the kids are there, they have to have a staff member with them around the campus.
Excellent.
Because we take pride in protecting our children.
Very, very good. Who is your ideal client? You mentioned so many different kinds of retreats and camping and meetings. Who is your ideal client? Who, when you pick up that phone, say, yes, this is the kind of person we want? Richard?
We're really looking for people that want to get away is what we're really looking forward to, because we don't you're in the woods, literally, that close to Chapel Hill in Durham, but you're still in the woods.
Let's hear some more about that in our next segment, because I think that's critical.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're listening to 97.9 The Hill. My guests are Richard Stevens, Executive Director, and Maxine Mitchell, Retreat Coordinator for New Hope Camp and Conference Center. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We're back. Thank you so much for staying with us. My guests today are Richard Stevens, who is Executive Director, and Maxine Mitchell, the Retreat Coordinator for New Hope Camp and Conference Center, located between Chapel Hill and Hillsboro. On 86. Thank you. Richard, when we left off, you were talking about being in the woods. Would you like to continue that for your ideal customer discussion?
Well, yeah. We have a lot of creature comforts, but it's a place that you can come and be by yourself if you want to as well. So, and you talked about the ideal customer. I have a group of people who have been coming to the camp since 1950.
Hello.
It's the YMCA at UNC.
Yes.
And they do a freshman experience there every year in August. I have people older than I, and we're on the radio, so you don't know how old I am. But old people, really, that come up to me and say, I remember being there in 1954.
Wow.
And a few of them even say, I might have met my wife there. So it's we have a long-term relationship with a lot of people.
Yes. Sounds like you've been there for a while. Why don't you fill our audience in on the history of the location?
Well, in 1948, the Presbyterians in the area were looking for a place to put a camp. A children's camp is what they were wanting to build. And New Hope Presbyterian Church had some land behind them and offered that land at a real reduced rate for them to develop this camp. It started out with about 30 acres, and since then it's grown to the 165.
My goodness.
Richard, how many years have you been there?
I came to the camp in 2007.
2007. What made you start? Did they find you or did you find them?
Well, I was running a camp down on the coast for a different denomination and was looking for a way to get a promotion in the deal. And I heard that they were looking for an executive director here and decided maybe I could convince them that that's something I could do.
And you haven't looked back since, right?
I haven't looked back since.
Maxine, how about you? What year did you start?
Well, actually, 2018, so I'm really new on the job, but I'm enjoying every minute of it because I'm the type of person that love people, and I meet people from all age levels, and so I am just so grateful to be a part of New Hope Camp and Conference Center, working with the different groups coming in and helping them have the most beautiful experience they could have at New Hope Camp. Because you mentioned what type of clients we're looking for. We're looking for all types of clients. I have people who come looking to plan a wedding, making it a family reunion, to groups coming in saying, we got a very small community group and we need space where we can come and plan, and we have the space available for them. So if you want to have outdoor activities, we have pavilions available. We have two of them. We have an Olympic pool for the summertime. So we do offer membership, or it's open to groups when they come for their retreat. And he spoke on the open space. We have volleyball, soccer, basketball, Gaga Pit.
Gaga Pit?
Believe it or not, we do have one of those.
What is a Gaga Pit?
We will not even try to describe it to you. But the children love it. It's kind of a dodgeball kind of deal.
And it's called a Gaga Pit.
Don't ask me how it got started that way.
I don't know. There we are. Maxine, you mentioned membership. Is membership for the entire camp and convention center, or is it just for specific parts of the location?
Just for the pool.
Just for the pool.
Yes,
a person can have membership.
You have to be a member to take advantage of that. Or if your group plan a retreat there, your members, your attendees can buy a pass to go into the pool for the time you're there.
Got it.
So it's open up.
Your location sounds perfect, though, right off of 86, correct?
Yes.
Between Hillsboro and Chapel Hill. And it sounds like you've expanded so much over the years to have all these luxurious accommodations.
No, now, wait a minute. We wouldn't exactly call them luxurious. Rustic. It's
rustic.
Upper rustic.
Because we have opportunities for your attendees to come. If you want to do tent camping, we rent a building, and then you can actually pitch a tent in your group. So we have groups that come and do that. They get our day building for meetings, and then they pitch a tent at night.
This is amazing. Well, tell me, Richard, how do you market this lovely business?
How do we market? The way we like to market the best is word of mouth.
Yes.
Of course, we want people to talk about us and tell what a good time they had there. We also have the internet that we advertise on. We advertise the summer camp and day camp on the Carolina Parent and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Do some newsprint advertising.
Uh-huh.
But mostly we're looking for the word of mouth, because that's the best advertising you can ever have.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Word of mouth is critical. Give us your contact information if you could, please, again.
Yes. It's New Hope Camp. Can be reached at 919-942-4716. Again, that number is 919-942-4716, or visit our website at newhopecampccc.org.
That's right.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you.
And they will get an opportunity to see all of our facilities at a glance. And then if there's particular questions or information they need that they didn't find on our website, again, give us a call. Mm-hmm. And our office hours is from 9 to 5.
Okay.
And we do an excellent job on getting back with you. And you can also email me.
Okay.
Because all the questions pertaining to the facility ends up back at my desk. And I can be reached at Maxicine, and that's Maxecine. At newhopecc.org, and I promise you I'll get back with you.
I believe you. Friends, has anybody ever called with a group so large you could not handle it?
Yes, we have had that situation.
Yes.
We can only park so many cars, and you can only have a place for so many people to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my goodness.
And
yeah.
So probably a group of 3 to 325 is probably about maximum, but we'll work with any group.
Okay, so 3 to 325 is about the maximum, I imagine, for just a large event, a retreat or anything else you're going to have.
Right.
That's the maximum. That's good to know.
We can sleep 165 if every bed is full.
Yes. Okay, that's good to know. All right.
Yes. And
sounds big. Imagine.
It is. And it's a great day at New Hope Camp when you have several different groups going on, even from kids running around, and you got adults in this.
I can imagine.
Yes.
You got to like a lot. You've got to like people and children to
and
be there.
So we have a wonderful staff.
Wonderful. Let me ask you about the staff when we come back. We'll take a break right now. Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill. My guests are Richard Stevens, Executive Director, and Maxine Mitchell, Retreat Coordinator for New Hope Camp and Conference Center. Fascinating place. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Welcome back to the show. My guests today are Richard Stevens, Executive Director, and Maxine Mitchell, Retreat Coordinator for New Hope Camp and Conference Center, located on Highway 86 between Hillsboro and Chapel Hill. Correct. Maxine, when we left off, you were talking about how busy and how much you love it when everybody's just hustle bustle.
Yes.
How much staff do you have?
It can range from 10 regular staff to about 30 because we have to include our summer camp staff as well. So we are excited about the fact that we are starting a capital campaign to get us a bigger office, and I'm going to let Richard tell you more about that plan.
All righty, Richard.
Sharon, we've been through a visioning process, and we've come up with a 15-year master plan. And so we'll be coming to people for the next 15 years to help us make this dream happen. We're really excited about the possibilities that still land there in that 165 acres.
Yeah.
And it takes new facilities in order to make some of that happen. So,
does this mean you're pushing out the walls with people, with your staff now? That's why you need a new building?
Yes. We're on top of each other in the office.
Yes.
And the office has been there since 1950. So you can imagine it's time to repurpose that building and replace the office.
And the visitors won't see all this. They're just going to see the glorious parts of what they're paying for in terms of retreat and camp and tent. They won't see the office that's all crowded with staff members.
Unless they come in.
Then they'll
have no choice. But in that vision, we're really pushing the arts. So people will be seeing us there with artists in residence and that sort of thing somewhere out there in the future that we're really excited about.
Well, before I ask you each what you like about what you're doing, can I get your contact information one more time, Maxine?
Oh, no problem. Our telephone number is 919-942-4716. Again, that's 919-942-4716. And please visit our website at www.newhopecc.org.
Got it. I guess everybody's going to really love seeing a place.
Yes.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left. I want each of you to just tell me, what do you enjoy? Let's start with Richard, since you've been there the longest. What do you enjoy about this job that you're doing?
You know, I enjoy giving people the opportunity to slow down and stop and think about what it is they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And to think about what's important in life. And most of us just don't take that time to stop and do that. And that's what we give people the opportunity to do at New Hope Camp.
Fine. And how about you, Maxine?
I love my job, just meeting and talking with the people and giving them the best customer service I can give them and match them up with a building and make sure the event go well. And when I call them back and say, I'm just checking to see how your event went this weekend or this day, and they say, we had a wonderful time. We really enjoy ourselves, and we will be back.
That means you have a lot of repeat business, yes?
Yes, we do.
We do. Imagine. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Friends, I want to thank you so much for coming in and telling us today about New Hope Camp and Conference Center. It sounds like a marvelous place to be. Who knew you were there except for your repeat customers and the new customers you're going to get? Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon, for the opportunity.
My
pleasure.
Really enjoyed it. You've been listening to 97.9 The Hill. My guests have been Richard Stevens, Executive Director, and Maxine Mitchell, Retreat Coordinator. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.